Zimbabwe voted for a new parliament today. Unlike past elections, the poll was orderly and relatively peaceful, despite complaints from the opposition that the election was neither free nor fair. Results are expected sometime Friday, and most analysts believe that President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party will come out on top once again. NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt is in the Zimbabwe capital of Harare. Charlene, what was turnout like?
Well, it's hard to say because it was light in some places, probably due to the rain. It was heavy in others. But I think overall, a lot of people did turn out to take part in this poll. We'll have the official results sometime Friday on the numbers.
There were a lot of concerns about violence going into this. Any violence or other major events?
Well, there probably were, you know, isolated incidents of violence. But for the most part, the watchdogs as well as the government, I mean, everybody seems to think that the overt state-sponsored violence that was such a tremendous factor in the 2002 elections is over. It's the element that's missing now. And a lot of people seem to think that, you know, this is going to really make a big difference in people's lives and the way they behave about their issues in the future.
Charlene, there are reports that tens of thousands of voters were turned away from polling stations. What was the reason for that?
Well, there are a number of reasons. I talked to the people from the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, which is a coalition of some 35 non-governmental organizations, and they're saying that, you know, that people came and didn't have their IDs, or they were in the wrong constituency, and they were turned away for reasons like that. And they blame that on this new act that's pending here that is going to withdraw funds from human rights and civic organizations that are involved in voter education. And they say that, you know, quite a number of voters were turned away because they just simply didn't have enough information about a lot of the new things that have been introduced in the last couple of years.
Is this among the reasons that the opposition says the election was neither free nor fair?
Well, the opposition has been saying that this election was not going to be free or fair from the very beginning. Now, this may add fuel to their charge, but Morgan Tsvangirai, the leader of the opposition movement for democratic change, said today that all of the benchmarks indicate that this is not going to be a fair election. So I think that these things that people are citing today will just add fuel to, you know, to his belief and the belief of a lot of the international observers that the playing field wasn't level.
It may be too early if the results aren't in yet, but has Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party won enough seats in parliament to change the constitution or carry out other changes in government?
Well, they might, and that's you know, that's still a possibility. There's in spite of the laws that restrict the democratic space in the country, there is a very active civil society. And what voters were telling me today is that as a result of Zimbabweans tasting elections that are less violent, once you open that door, you can't close it. And they believe that this violence, relatively violence-free election, is going to lead people to demand more freedoms immediately after the election because, as one said to me, it's a door no one will be able to close. So I think that, you know, that remains to be seen, but certainly people are not feeling cowed. They're not feeling intimidated, at least the ones that I spoke to.
Charlene, thank you.
Thank you.
NPR's Charlene Hunter-Galt is in the capital of Zimbabwe, Harare.